From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A big day for moderates in Iran's elections. Iranian hardliners have been dealt an electoral setback, with moderates winning a majority in the country's top clerical body, the Assembly of Experts in Parliament. Two leading conservatives, Ayatollahs Mohammad Yazdi and Mohammad Taghi Mesbah Yazdi, were defeated in their bid to re-election for the important 88-member assembly. The body will pick the country's next supreme leader to succeed 76-year-old incumbent Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, Iran's leader since 1989. State television reported Monday that moderate President Hassan Rouhani and his allies won 15 out of Tehran's 16 seats in the election for the assembly. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he is hopeful that Syria's warring parties will abide by the new ceasefire agreement so next week's resumption of peace talks in Geneva can go ahead as planned. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
The UN chief in no way underestimates the difficulties of getting Syria's warring factions around the negotiating table to talk peace. But he says there are hopeful signs that the cessation of hostilities agreement is holding and could be extended for 2 weeks. Ban Ki-moon agrees several reported violations of the agreement are troubling. However, he notes the members of the International Syria Support Group Ceasefire Task Force are closely monitoring the situation.
We can continue to deliver life-saving humanitarian assistance to many people, at least 400,000 people who are living in besieged areas.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
This is VOA.